I believe we just accepted Coach's challenge. He wanted us to come out there and play relentless and play physical and play, you know, play together. And that's what we tried to do today. We just tried to play together, play within the scheme of the defense, and make plays when they came to us.
Take us to the pick six.
It was in quarters coverage. I got a good read on him. He was eyeing down T.Y. He was trying to get him started and give him the ball. And I was able to make a jump on it. And from there, I just started getting in the end zone.
How good did it feel to get in there?
Oh, it felt great, man. Felt like my sophomore year, my second year in the league, man, when I got in the end zone. It just felt fantastic, you know, to celebrate with my teammates. It was a great feeling.
When the frustration of coming close here and not getting this done today, how do you guys kind of handle that?
It gotta hurt. But at the same time, we have another game next week. You know, we learn from our mistakes. It's just like any other game, win or loss. You learn from your mistakes, even though as tough as this one is, you learn from it. And later on down the line, when these next two games, and you know, when we become in a situation again like this, we know how to respond. We know how to take every play serious. And that's how you look at it. You don't look at the negative parts. You look at the positive. What can I get out of this situation? What could I get out of this game to better myself and better this team?
First time you guys played them, they took it to you guys, and now you guys kind of returned the favor today. Was that kind of the message all week? So we got to come out with a big message early on. Deliver a couple big hits?
Nah, it was just about starting fast. You know, last time we played them in our stadium, you know, they got off with a jump. We spotted them 24 points, and we didn't want to do that. We wanted to put our feet in the water and just hunt, you know, and that's what we did. We just came out and played relentless and just try to make plays within the defense, all of us, all 11. Our front seven played phenomenal with applying pressure on Luck to give us a better opportunity to make plays on the back end.
What did y'all do different to keep T.Y. under control?
Just pay more attention to him, where he was at on the field, knowing, you know, locating him, because we know that he's a big part of their offense. That's what gets their motor running. That's what gets everything good. It works through Andrew Luck, but T.Y., the big plays to T.Y., we had to keep that off of to have a chance in this game.